From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon have changed the way many businesses go about their work. Oil, gas, and chemical companies are among the most dramatically affected. Along the Gulf Coast, many plants and refineries have added strict new security measures, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Just after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the FBI reached out to vulnerable industries to make sure they went into top security mode. Most already had, according to Mark Fowler, executive director of the Alabama Chemical Association. He says on the first day, manufacturing plants secured their gates and clamped down on who could come and go.
They literally get everybody off the plant site that's not a direct company employee, contractors, vendors, everybody. If the guy's there delivering potato chips to the vending machines, he's got to get off the plant.
Now, most facilities are at a heightened state of alert, with extra officers making patrol rounds and vigorous inspections of everybody and everything that passes through the gates. Aubrey Byerly is manager of corporate security for Adofina Petrochemicals in Houston.
We are doing checks of vehicles, stopping vehicles before they enter, and number one, making sure they have a purpose to enter, and number two, checking them out, you know, top to bottom, looking under the hood, the trunk, that kind of thing.
It's an adjustment, Byerly says, but necessary given the volatile materials that are used in chemical manufacturing. More intense security precautions are also in place at oil and gas facilities. Gulf states produce almost half of the nation's oil and more than 60% of its natural gas. Foreign oil is also imported into the U.S. through ports in the Gulf of Mexico. While security in the region has always been a top priority, it has a new significance today.
The world has indeed changed.
Ted Falgu is executive director of Port Fourchon, Louisiana, a strategic energy link to offshore oil and gas rigs in the Gulf of Mexico.
You'd like to think, well, no, we're not going to let them win. We're not going to let them impact the way we do our everyday lives, but suddenly it does. Here down in the bayous, it has impacted the way we think.
Port Fourchon is where crews and their supplies are shipped to the offshore rigs and where oil and gas comes ashore, some of it from foreign supertankers that use the Louisiana Offshore Oil Platform, the nation's only deep-water offshore oil port. Falgu says extra guards are monitoring terminals and pumping stations, and companies are scrutinizing everything that's headed for the offshore rigs. But he says the task is daunting.
I mean, we got 1,000 trucks a day coming into this port with oil and gas equipment and every widget, every gadget, everything needed to support this nation's energy production out from the Gulf and foreign. And you're going to stop the 7,000 to 9,000 cars a day that go there and check them.
Falgu says harbor police have increased patrols and are watching for suspicious activity, but it's up to the individual companies to monitor what comes and goes from their facilities. The Williams Company has 60,000 miles of pipeline carrying oil and gas throughout the country. Spokesman Kelly Swan says pipes are under 24-hour surveillance and extra security is in place at critical facilities. For example, at the Williams Port in the Houston Ship Channel, where international ships offload fuel.
We don't allow any packages or materials off the ships. In some areas, we do load military jet fuel. And in areas like that, those boats are being given Coast Guard escorts. So I think everyone really has their antenna up.
Business is moving ahead, he says, just in a more secure way that people might not be used to. And security managers warn it could be this way indefinitely. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.